The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
December 21st.
It's time to strap into the logbook.com's escape pod, a daily dose of the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unabashedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, let's see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1959, NASA and Caltech's Jet Propulsion Laboratory began working out the guidelines for a spacecraft called Ranger, which would fly into the moon taking pictures up until the moment of impact. What they didn't know was that Ranger would become vital to the effort to narrow down safe lunar landing sites for future Apollo missions.
T-minus 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. We have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have commit. We have liftoff. Liftoff at 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have cleared the tower.
In 1968, Apollo 8 lifted off, taking astronauts Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders to see the moon close up for themselves. With no lunar lander attached, Apollo 8 was an ambitious test of the Apollo spacecraft in lunar orbit, and it was the first time a manned space vehicle had left Earth's orbit. Apollo 8's mission was to circle the moon and return to Earth.
Apollo 8, Houston. Go ahead, Houston. Apollo 8, you are go for TLI. Over.
Roger, stand. We're go for TLI.
The Soviet Union launched Vega 2 on this day in 1984 on a dual mission to drop off a lander at Venus and then observe Halley's Comet. In 1987, Mir's third full-time crew lifted off aboard Soyuz TM-4, and their mission was one for the record books, as the crew stayed in orbit for exactly 1 year and 1 day. Frank Zappa was born on this day in 1940. Samuel L. Jackson was born today in 1948.
Deliver this report to the Chancellor. His reaction will give us a clue to his intentions.
I sense a plot to destroy the Jedi. The dark side of the Force surrounds the Chancellor.
If he does not give up his emergency powers after the destruction of Grievous, then he should be removed from office.
The Jedi Council would have to take control of the Senate in order to secure a peaceful transition.
On this day in 1963, after a visit to the Stone Age, Doctor Who jumped into the distant future of an unknown world.
Do you mind if I sit down for a minute? I feel a bit exhausted. You all right?
Yes,
I'm a bit tired. It was a long journey and my legs are rather weak.
Look, why don't you rest here? Ian and I will look around and see...
No. I want to look around too. I should be all right. I must say, I don't feel too good myself. Look, why don't we get this over with quickly? Look for instruments, gauges, anything like that. Ideally, what we want is a laboratory. Why don't we separate and go different ways and meet back here in, say, 10 minutes, all right?
Fine. I'll go this way.
This was the first part of the story that introduced the Daleks, though nothing more than a Dalek sucker cop arm was seen in the final cliffhanger moments of the episode, leaving viewers to speculate over the Christmas holiday. In 1968, the Second Doctor, with the help of Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart and a new fighting force called UNIT, defeated the Cybermen.
We picked up a large UFO approaching Earth.
It's standing off at about 50,000 miles, outside our range, I'm afraid. Over.
They've moved in. Why?
UNIT Control calling Captain Turner.
Why do you think they've moved their spaceship in so
UNIT
close,
Control,
Doctor?
UNIT Control calling Captain Turner.
I'm not sure.
UNIT Control
possibly to try
Captain
to
Turner.
Avoid the Russian missile.
Or to deliver their bomb by other means.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
How long before it strikes?
12.5 minutes, sir.
That's more than time enough for them to deliver their bomb and move out to safety, isn't it?
Yes, Peter. I'm afraid it is.
Part 8 of the invasion would be the last appearance of the Cybermen in Doctor Who for 7 years. In 1980, Carl Sagan signed off in the 13th and final episode of Cosmos, which had become a huge hit for PBS.
I remembered the galactic computer. What would it say about the Earth? There was our region of the galaxy. There was our world. I had found the entry for Earth. Humanity, third from the sun. They had heard our television broadcasts and thought them an application for cosmic citizenship. Our technology had been growing enormously. They got that right. 200 nation states, about 6 global powers, the potential to become one planet. Probability of survival over a century, here also, less than 1%. There would be no more big questions, no more answers. Never again a love or a child. No descendants to remember us and be proud. No more voyages to the stars. No more songs from the Earth.
And in 1981, Blake was reunited with Blake 7, and the results weren't pretty.
Evan, I think he's here. Is it him?
It's him.
He sold us, Evan. All of us. Even you. Is it true?
Avon, it's me, Blake.
Stand still! Have you betrayed us? Have you betrayed me?
Talon doesn't understand.
Neither do I, Blake.
I set all this up!
Yes!
The final episode of Blake 7 aired on the BBC, concluding with an ending in which the show's sometimes questionable heroes appeared to be killed, a somewhat ambiguous ending which reportedly didn't help viewers already suffering from depression during the holidays. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, thelogbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, the Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and the Big Finish Doctor Who audio adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Transmission is coming to you approximately halfway between the moon and the Earth. We've been 31 hours, about 20 minutes into flight. We have about less than 40 hours left to go to the moon. Showing the Earth, it's a beautiful, beautiful view with a predominantly blue background and just huge covers of white clouds. Particularly one very strong vortex up near the Terminator. Very, very beautiful.
The rock boot on your escape pod was written and flown to the Earth team.